The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
This is Angel Talk with me, your host, Rachel Corpus. Let's journey together as we talk to your angels, guides, and loved ones who have crossed over. Are you ready to hear what Spirit has to say? Welcome to Angel Talk. Hi, friends. Welcome to this episode of Angel Talk. I'm Rachel Corpus, angel communicator and psychic medium. A lot of you ask how I hold it together with all these growing facets of my business as an angel communicator and psychic medium and mama and wife and writer and all these wonderful things that I get to do in my life. And I'm telling you, the only way I can get it done is to not do it by myself. Woo, not do it by myself. Let's just let that sink in for a minute, because I'm telling you, that was not always the way I did things. I have been a person who in the past has said, well, if you want to get it done right, fill in the blank, do it yourself. Well, we've evolved, haven't we? How about if you want to get it done and to let it be the best it's supposed to be, bring in other people to add their essence, their joy, their light. That's the way it's intended. Let's let life be a mosaic of light, laughter, joy. So, did you know that my social media is managed by Andrews Media? Andrews Social Media Agency. Andrews Media is actually the title. Andrews Media is a social media agency run by a dear, dear friend of mine named Olivia Andrews. And she is someone that's run my social media for about 2 years now, maybe a little bit more. And I can hand everything off to her and say, run with it. She does all my stills, all my cute, engaging pictures, all of my videos every week about the podcast. And I'm sharing this with you, first of all, because I'm so grateful for her. She's such an artist. She's so creative. I've known her for years and years and years. I've always known she was creative. I'm so grateful that she can take this off my plate because I don't have to worry about it. And she's so fun to collaborate with. And I know many, many, many of you listening to this podcast don't just listen because this is part of your self-care. You're also listening because you are building a business. And as you build this business, you're thinking about, how do I do this in a way where this feels like bliss and it doesn't feel like another layer on my life? How do I do this without feeling like I'm sacrificing something or this is another thing I have to do? I love it, but man, it's a lot. Okay, get a hold of Olivia, because she will take this big layer off of your to-do list, because part of building a business is keeping your momentum going without it feeling like you're hustling. Your engagement should feel genuine. It should feel like you. And Olivia is intuitive. So she works with you to get your feeling. Intuitive Olivia works with intuitive you to get your message, your feeling out there. It's collaborative. It's wonderful. It's fun. I want you to check out her agency. She's on Facebook, Instagram. Her website is, she's always working on her website. So you might check that out as well. It'll be linked in her Facebook page. If it's not up, just keep checking back, because she's an artist herself. So she's always working on it. Check out Facebook. It is Andrews Media. Her name is spelled A-N-D-R-E-W-S. First name is Olivia. Look for Andrews Media. If you're on Instagram, stick a period in there, Andrews.media. you'll be glad that you did. She's got a lot of packages available that'll fit your budget. I'm telling you, you can hand things off to her. She's going to make you look good. And I highly recommend. So that's my PSA for today. Love you, Olivia. I hope you listen to this podcast episode as you do your stuff for me. All right, today's episode, I'm really excited about because once in a while, I'm in a session and spirit comes through and gives me permission to talk about them. If you've had a session with me, you know, one of the things I tell you, at least at your first session, is this is confidential. I'm not going to talk about you or what we talk about to anybody. That's one of my rules. You know, you can talk about it, but I'm not going to. Once in a while, though, something so big comes up that I will ask permission of you in the session, or if your spirit listening to me, I'll say, oh, could I share that with my podcast audience? It's so good. And that happened recently. So here's the story. And yes, I have permission from the spirit involved and his sister who was in the session. She was the one with skin on. She was the one in the session. So please know, hearing all this, we have permission. So I'm in a session and I'm sitting with this lovely, lovely woman, and she's got a lot of family on the other side, and she's got a brother. And this brother is so funny, and he wants me to notice how handsome he is. Wants me to see how nice his teeth are, that he's significantly taller than he was when he was alive, and that he looks like, he wants me to see that he's chosen to look like Gregory Peck, the actor Gregory Peck. And his sister starts to giggle a little bit because she says, oh, I love that. You know, when he was alive, he had Down syndrome. I said, oh, is that right? You know, I would not have known that if you didn't tell me, because he doesn't have it anymore. That stayed with his body. So this gentleman in spirit is talking to me. His sister's in the room. And if you're listening to this and you don't know who Gregory Peck is, pause, look up Gregory Peck. Gregory Peck gives our modern day actors someone to strive for. Gorgeous. I imagine him to be very kind, very suave, very grace-filled. And this gentleman says that he's going to reincarnate. So we talk a lot about other life experiences in this podcast, whether we're talking about past lifetimes, other lifetimes, layered lifetimes. What about future lifetimes? We haven't talked about that very much. But if there are past lifetimes, there must be future lifetimes. We must have a chance to choose what's coming next. Well, he's wanting me to tell his sister, I'm choosing to come back soon. But I want you to know that I will still have access to you. Because one of the things that this lovely woman wanted to know is, how does my family come through to me? I want to know when they're around. And he was answering her saying, this is how I come through. Here are some of my signs. And he gave her a list. And when I reincarnate, I'm still going to be able to come through with these signs. Okay, how? How is that possible? How are we kind of, you know, chopped into pieces? How can he be in two places at once? Well, he began explaining that when he reincarnates, there is a part of him, just like all of us, that will be part of the ether, part of the higher dimension, always. We can call that our divinity. We can call that our higher self. Maybe you listening have a name for that, or a feeling, or a picture in your mind of what that might look like. And he was saying to us that He knows already. That part of him will remain conscious. And at any moment, he will be able to speak to her, show up to her in his Gregory Peck look, or in her mind and heart as brother, as she remembers, and can sit with her on the couch or in the passenger seat of the car, can show up in dreams and in memories, even though he's choosing to go into another life. And he was really excited about that and said, it's really important to me that I go on this next journey, because in my life as a man with Down syndrome, I felt a lot of joy. It was a good life for me. Some things were missing. I wanted love. I had a lot of love. I feel I missed romantic love. And I'm ready for that now. I'm choosing to incarnate the next time without Down syndrome. I've chosen a life path this time around where I will have a different look, a different persona. I will not have, use the word limitations. That's his word. I won't have those same limitations. And I'm going to find my partner. And that was very important to him. He didn't give me a timeline, which didn't surprise me as the liaison in this meeting. Because as he explains this, of course, he's speaking from a place where there is no time. And he's also in a place where he's helping his living family get through a lot of situations right now. And he didn't seem to be in much of a hurry, seemed very content. He also didn't seem to be healing trauma of his own. He was just moving through some things, planning. He was a deeply peaceful and joyous person. He was getting ready for his next phase and wanted to come through to his sister and show her, this is who you saw every time you looked at me. You looked through the Down syndrome and you saw who I am as a person. And he wanted to tell her, thank you, because you were right. This is always who I've been. When you looked through the way my eyes looked, the way my face looked, the way my hands were shaped, the way I was treated by my peers. And when I had successes that might have been successes for me, but not for other people, you didn't make a big deal out of them. You weren't an ableist. You were just my sister. And in this moment that I got to share with these two, it was no big deal. And that was so sacred. It was no big deal. I really wanted to share this story with you because it allows me to share a reason for reincarnation. That seems very practical. If something doesn't happen for us in this lifetime, we can choose to come back. And for this man, for Rick, he wasn't coming back for revenge. He wasn't coming back because of deep sorrow. He wasn't coming back in search of something. He was coming back because he was ready to fill in that chapter that didn't get filled in this time around. And we'd have to ask his sister, when he was here, there is probably more to the story. We weren't with him when it was the senior prom, and he may or may not have had a date. we weren't with him when his brothers and sisters were having children and he wasn't. We don't know what that was like for him. And he didn't tell me today. I just met him. But I was witness to a person who didn't hold on to that and didn't allow it to harden him, but instead says, now it's my turn and I'm excited. And I'd like to take that on as inspiration, that when there's something that I don't get to experience, I don't have to look at it as, why not me? I get to look at it as, someday it'll be my turn. And that there's hope. Well, maybe this story is, there's proof that next time I'll get to craft that lifetime and say, oh, it's my turn this time. I'm going to try this. So Rick, thanks so much for coming through in that reading and giving your sister peace. That's what it's all about, for proving that, yes, you are okay. You did make it. Also, I loved that when I was closing up the reading and walking out with his sister, she mentioned that when they cleaned up some of his belongings and he had saved so many pictures of autographed pictures of actors, guess whose autographed picture was right on the top? Gregory Peck. So of course he picked Gregory Peck as his persona today. I just love that. Well, I hope that story brings you joy. For your message today, my friends, I have chosen to dig into a great deck. This is the Soul's Journey deck by James Van Praagh. And I wanted to see how the angels would add to this arc of the story, our soul's journey, looking back, looking at the present and looking forward, to see what kind of message they would have for us as we process this idea about reincarnation, choosing our path, being empowered by choice, and see what messages they have for us. So usually I say, this is our message for this week. I don't know if it is for this week or if it's a bigger message. I don't know. I've pulled two cards, but I haven't looked at them yet. So we'll just see what this message is. All right, here we go. The first card says, I accept responsibility for my well-being. I flubbed those words. Let me say it again. I accept responsibility for my well-being. This is actually the blame card. Blame. I accept responsibility for my well-being. So this card reminds us that we don't have to shift anything to anyone else. We are strong enough. We are complex enough to take on what is ours. And when someone has wronged us, we can look at that happening. We can look at that trauma through the lens of, well, they're going through their own life cycle and there are overlaps. When someone hurts us, there are times we overlap into their life. And their life, their hurt becomes our hurt. Our stories intersect like Venn diagrams. We're not always on parallel tracks. We turn into each other sometimes. And through love and understanding and strength enough to say, that hurt, but I'm not going to take it on as mine. We can course correct and say, I'm going to be responsible for me. I'm not going to take on your stuff. And the angels say, that is true love for ourselves. Accept responsibility for you, for your well-being. You don't have to accept responsibility for anyone else. You can love others, but you don't have to accept their stuff. The next card is the Judgment card. I understand that everyone has their own unique path and challenges. You can know that other people have their own path, their own unique path, their own challenges without judging. As you go on your path, you can observe, you can notice, you can take a moment to let your feelings bubble up, and then you can decide, am I observing or am I judging? How is your ego playing into this story? Are you observing with your human mind? Are you observing with your divine mind? Which one is helpful? Human mind or divine mind? God mind? High schooler mind? Which one is most helpful? And this message is even offered without judgment. We all use our ego sometimes, and you're not supposed to feel bad about it. You're supposed to notice and decide, what feels best? What's most helpful? And sometimes just give that ego a squeeze. Oh, I know you're there. Don't need you right now. Bye-bye. The angels say, we recognize how hard you're working, and we recognize that this is not an easy place to be. And that amongst all these things that are happening in the world, you are that little green plant that is trying to grow from the concrete. You're that little plant growing in the crack. Sometimes you're the plant, you're the little plant who's trying to make the crack and grow from the concrete. We see it, the angels say. We see you. We are watering you. We are giving you sunlight. You're the growth. And yes, little plant, you're growing into a beautiful lilac bush, a beautiful rose bush, a beautiful oak tree. You're growing into the Garden of Eden. You are growing. We see you. And don't forget to tell us what you need. Oh, I just heard the angels start singing. I heard wind chimes. I heard the ocean. I heard the leaves swish together when they said that part. Oh, I hope you can hear that or feel that. Such love surrounds you. A special, special thanks to our friend Rick. Gregory Peck, I'm sure you could hear us talking about you in heaven. Bless you. I'm going to just allow my teenage heart to go a little starstruck there for a moment. And we thank Rick's sister too. I'm not going to say your name because I do want to keep that confidential, but God bless you. And thanks for saying yes, for letting me share this story. It's helped so many. Remember everybody, go to Andrews Media on Facebook, Andrews Media. And just check her out. Like her page, please. She's wonderful. All right. Are you ready for some love? Remember, you are loved. I love you. See you next time.
You've been listening to Angel Talk with me, Rachel Corpus, Angel Communicator and Psychic Medium. If you'd like to connect, visit my website, rachelcorpus.com.
Do you want to deepen your connection to the divine, speed up your progress on the spiritual path? Then tune in to the Spirit Matters podcast. I'm the host, Philip Goldberg, and I interview experts with wisdom, insight, and practical guidance for every seeker of truth. Spirit Matters on the MindBodySpirit.fm network. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.